Title: EEOC releases updated guidance on visual disabilities in the workplace. Content: On July 26, 2023, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, issued updated guidance, Visual Disabilities in the Workplace and the Americans with Disabilities Act, addressing how the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, applies to job applicants and employees with visual disabilities. The guidance addresses various topics including 1. When an employer may ask a job applicant or employee questions about his or her vision impairment and how an employer should treat. Voluntary disclosures. 2. What types of reasonable accommodations applicants or employees with visual disabilities may need. 3. Safety concerns about applicants and employees with visual disabilities. And 4. Ensuring no employee is harassed because of a visual disability. Below are the main takeaways for employers from the new guidance. General information about vision impairments. Not everyone who wears ordinary glasses or contact lenses is an individual with a disability under the ADA. An individual who uses ordinary eyeglasses or contact lenses that are intended to fully correct their vision typically will not be covered under the ADA. An employer can only require an employee to take a vision test with uncorrected vision, or meet a vision standard with uncorrected vision, if that test or standard is job-related and consistent with business necessity. Information requests to applicants. Before an offer of employment is made, employers may not ask a job applicant questions about vision impairments. For example, employers should not ask whether the applicant had a medical procedure related to their vision, whether they take medications relating to eye conditions, or whether they have a current condition that affects vision, prior to making a conditional job offer. Employers are permitted to ask questions about whether the applicant can perform the essential functions of a job, including, for example, whether the applicant can read instructions or labels, work in low light, work the night shift, or inspect small components as part of a quality control function. Applicants do not need to disclose current or past visual disabilities unless they are seeking a reasonable accommodation for some part of the application process. For example, if the applicant needs application materials in a larger font or in Braille. In general, an employer may not ask an applicant to discuss their obvious visual impairments. An employer also may not ask an applicant who voluntarily discloses a visual impairment questions about its nature, severity, onset, etc. However, if an applicant has an obvious impairment or voluntarily discloses a visual impairment, and the employer reasonably believes the applicant would need an accommodation to perform the job, the employer may ask whether one is required and, if so, what type. Employers must provide an applicant with a reasonable accommodation during the application process, for example, application materials in larger font or Braille, even if the employer believes that it will not be able to provide the applicant with a reasonable accommodation to perform the job the applicant is applying for. Information requests to applicants. After an offer of employment is made, after making an offer, an employer may ask questions about the applicant's visual disabilities, including, for example, how long the applicant has had the vision impairment, what, if any, vision the applicant has, the applicant's specific visual limitations, and what reasonable accommodations the applicant may need to perform the job. An employer may require a medical examination, but only if all applicants of the same type of job are treated equally in this regard. An employer may not withdraw an offer from an applicant due to their vision impairment during the post-offer period, if the individual is able to perform the essential functions of the job, with or without reasonable accommodation. If the employer has concerns that the applicant's vision impairment may create a safety risk in the workplace, the employer may conduct an individualized assessment to evaluate whether the individual's impairment poses a direct threat. A direct threat is defined as a significant risk of substantial harm to the health or safety of the applicant or others that cannot be eliminated or reduced through reasonable accommodation. Information requests to current employee and employer.